From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The AIDS epidemic in Asia has the potential to drag down whole countries, much as it has in Africa. That dire assessment came yesterday from UN Secretary General Kofi Annan at the International AIDS Conference in Bangkok.
One of the themes of this year's conference is AIDS treatment and the difference it's beginning to make in the developing world. In Thailand, tens of thousands of people are getting AIDS medication, even in the most remote villages. NPR's Richard Knox went to the northern border of Thailand and followed one woman with HIV as she sought help from a new program.
It's a Friday morning in Chang Sin, a sleepy town on the Mekong River where Thailand meets Laos and Myanmar. A young woman named simply La comes to the local hospital. Today could be an important day. La hopes to begin taking AIDS drugs before HIV starts making her sick.
She's waiting for the CD4 counts. If she doesn't get it today, she probably won't get the HIV drugs.
La can't start taking HIV drugs unless her CD4 count is below 200, meaning her immune system is severely damaged. CD4 cells are the blood cells that HIV kills. La doesn't have any AIDS symptoms yet, but she looks exhausted. Until yesterday, she worked long hours in a local restaurant.
I just quit my job yesterday because I was so tired.
What will you do now that you quit your job?
I have no idea. I have to find a new job. I'm very worried because I still have no idea where to go from now.
La is 30. But with her delicate features and her shy, sweet smile, she could be a teenager. Ivory-skinned women like her are especially admired here. La was only 16 when a man recruited her to work in a brothel in Bangkok, several hundred miles from this remote northern town.
An agent came up here in Chiang San looking for girls who would like to work in the sex trade.
After working in a brothel for a year, La got married. She didn't know she had HIV until her husband died of AIDS, and then her baby. Recently, somebody offered her a job in a massage parlor, but she doesn't want to do that kind of work again.
You should know what it's like to be in a massage parlor. You sometimes have to have sex with your clients. But when I worked in the restaurant, we only serve them food. We don't have to have sex with them.
Over in the hospital's pharmacy, La's CD4 results are in. Pharmacist watcher in China.
The CD4 count is 115, so she definitely gets HIV drug today.
Okay. The drug La will be getting is made in Thailand, and it's cheap. It's called Gpovir.
Gpovir is from Thailand.
Most of the AIDS drugs used here are made in Thailand, but some are not. The pharmacist pulls out a large box of pills.
USA, really expensive.
The rest are from the United States, very expensive.
These imported drugs cost up to $5,000 a month. Gpovir, made in Thailand, costs only a dollar a day. That's made all the difference here.
When you have the patient sitting right in front of you and you have to tell them, oh, I don't have any more for you, it's a heartbreaking situation for us. So we are very pleased at the beginning of this year when the Gpovir become available for all.
Thailand expects to be giving AIDS treatment to every Thai who needs it by next year. Because La is Burmese, she's getting the drug through a special program for people who cross the border to find work. But before she can get the pill, she has to go through an intense counseling session. The pharmacist stresses that La must take her Gpovir twice a day, every day, without fail. Otherwise, the virus will become resistant to the drug and it won't work anymore. The pharmacist gives La a book to record every dose. She must report any side effects and bring her pills to every appointment to be counted. After 45 minutes, La is overwhelmed.
I think at some point I was so confused. But because it's so important for me, I have to try to remember them all.
La will get help. There's a strong community group here. Volunteers who are infected with HIV themselves go to great lengths to make sure people like La take their medicine.
Noi! Noi! San Sai Yung!
Samwon Samanan, nicknamed Wang, leads the community group of people with HIV. He's visiting a man who slaughters chickens for a living. Wang asked to see the man's pill supply.
He's going to get the AIDS drugs to show.
Wang counts the pills to make sure the man's not missing any doses.
Full course syrup. Okay.
The patient has been taking his medicine and he's doing better. One of Wang's jobs is to find people who should be getting tested for HIV and treated. Thailand plans to have 50,000 people on AIDS drugs by the end of this year. Dr. Itapon Chaita is director of Chang San Hospital.
I'm not quite sure whether we will be able to reach the target or not, because here at Chang San Hospital, we're supposed to get about 300 patients. Despite our proactive campaign, we only get 136 patients. So we are well below the halfway point.
And what's the most important thing holding back the number of patients coming in?
Patients do not reveal their HIV status because of stigmatization. That's the main reason.
If people know you have HIV, you can lose your job. You can be abandoned by friends and family. Cheng San's HIV AIDS support group is having its monthly meeting over a picnic lunch on the banks of the Mekong River. The hills of Laos rise up on the other side, blurred by the humid air. There's a generous spread of curried chicken, spicy eggplant, and cold melon soup. The mayor of Cheng San is here. So is La, along with several dozen other people with HIV. And a day that started with such uncertainty for her is looking very different.
The wife of the mayor offered me a position in a restaurant for now.
Did you expect that this would happen?
I have no idea.
So today is a really important day for you. You started treatment and you have a new job.
Yes, this is a very big change. I'm so glad about it. I feel very lucky. I won the jackpot for today.
There are thousands of women like La in Thailand and millions around the world. Very few get HIV drugs at all or the help they need. The question La raises is, can this kind of community support be duplicated everywhere? Richard Knox, NPR News, Bangkok.